A Siena College poll this week shows that most New Yorkers don't know about the Moreland Commission. It's a panel of district attorneys and law enforcement officials investigating public corruption in Albany. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one of the co-chairs of the group expects that won't be the case in a little over a month.
Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick, one of the co-chairs of the Moreland Commission, says it doesn't bother him that many New Yorkers are unaware of the group's probes into public corruption, but he expects that'll change December 1st, when the commission releases its report.
We have two prongs of it. Policy, we're going to make some, I think, strong policy recommendations about laws that should be changed. We're going to show some people things that are legal that they will scratch their head and say, you've got to be kidding me, that's legal. And then the other prong of it is the investigative stage, where we will turn over evidence of criminality that we've uncovered to the appropriate authorities, which, without hyperbole, will be a real eye-opener for a lot of people.
The commission was created by Governor Cuomo in July in the wake of federal indictments and scandals involving state lawmakers. Once the commission's work is done, Fitzpatrick expects the group may recommend an independent enforcement agency so the spirit of the Moreland Commission will continue. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.